doesn't change is absolute willingness. Absolute willingness to be the self-experiment of the end of suffering in your life. The willingness to have suffering end in your life. The amazing fact is most people aren't willing. For a variety of both comical and very valid sounding reasons. So this is where the honesty comes in. You have to ask yourself, if I believe what these guys are saying has any merit whatsoever, am I actually willing for suffering to end in my life? If you look deep enough, you'll probably find a no somewhere. It's counterintuitive. We think, of course, I want it to end. Of course, I don't want to suffer. Of course, I would accept it. Of course, I'm willing. But then you have to look all the way in and see if there's any kind of objection, any kind of no, because most of us want some kind of sympathy. Most of us want some kind of hand-holding. Most of us want some kind of payoff that suffering gives. Suffering gives a payoff. We wouldn't cling to it for no reason. We're not that stupid. So you have to see what the payoff is. At the very least, you have to begin to see what the payoff is, and you have to begin to see whether you're truly, truly, truly willing. And if you find you're not, that's the beginning of having the chance to develop the willingness. And that's the long and the short of it. No lie. It's all about willingness. There are 100 other factors for each individual, but the one that makes the difference is the willingness. All the rest can be dealt with if the willingness is there. If the willingness is there, you can spend your whole life, every minute of it, dealing with all the other factors, and your suffering will continue to go round and round. The wheel will continue to turn.
I don't know if this helps, but as kind of an intermediary between Kent's lovely place, enviable place to be, and maybe at the very other end of it, I have these moments of just like, dude, let it go, and you're just buoyant. And then I wake up the next morning and I'm kind of hungry and I'm late and something happens and I'm just completely mired back into it again. And then somehow I bring it back up to, as Ken definitely put, the light of day. And you realize, oh, this isn't important at all. And because again, you become buoyant. And so, I mean, and I think to some degree, I'm still completely married to the necessity of suffering. And that was also well put and I need to work on that. But the thing is that it's not as if like, this is terribly incredible, at least from my understanding of it, and maybe I have it wrong, which is why I'm still married to suffering, but it's not like one day there's a flip switch, but it's just becoming into like a practice, maybe, of kind of a quick self-examination, not so much the emotional temperature taking, which is longer and kind of more self-involved, but rather just like, is this really that important? And then realizing that it can evaporate, and then making that into a practice. That's where I fall off that train on a regular basis, but I get, so I mean like maybe it's kind of
as a practice you'll always fall off the train.
You just have to understand like that organic willingness. Yeah, that's
train. As a practice, you will always fall off the train, no matter who you, and you. I don't mean you.
Oh, I'm not
anybody. As a practice, there is no way to carry it out day in, day out, moment in, moment out, and not fall off the train. It's not possible, no matter who you are or what level of consciousness you think you're at. There is a switch.
There is a switch.
There is a switch. And when that switch is flipped, it means you've reached a threshold, and that's what Kent described. You've reached a threshold where you just can't do it anymore. It's not you've let go of it, although that's an accurate description, but what's really happened is it's let go of you. and all the strength.